Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome to Angel Antics. This is Eileen Powers and my co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you?
Hey, Eileen. Doing great. I'm still waiting for the exciting news of the new arrival to come. So I guess we'll be waiting a little bit longer.
If I was holding my breath, I would have suffocated by now. My grandbaby was due somewhere between the 10th and the 13th, which I kind of thought she would come on the 13th, on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
wow.
We're still waiting. We're on baby watch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
She'll
come
sure,
when she's good,
you know,
and ready.
She'll be here soon. She's just, you know, she's getting,
well,
you know, all the information about everybody. So she wants to know, like,
well,
about all the, all her
DC.
Beautiful family. Yeah, your mom is telling her all about you guys.
Well, you
uh-huh.
know what? I think she's bringing a bit of me mother in with her, to tell you the truth. And if she's bringing a bit of me mother in with her, that just means she's going to be late, because me mother was always late. And so it would be just like
yeah.
her to come in just a wee bit late. Yep, that would be her.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, you
know
what? I do have a tiny little...
I know. You have seven beautiful grandbabies.
A little...
So lucky first. You.
Yes, we have seven. You know, and I said if we have any more, I'm going to have to get them either... name tags or something, because it's getting a little confusing.
I bet. They're so cute. Yeah.
But
so,
I do have, Eileen, a teeny prayer for us for tonight. And it's written by Peggy Schaefer. And it starts off, "Dearest angels, on most days I ask you for a favor for myself or a friend. Today I'm sending all my love and thanks back in your direction. Thank you for being with me, for guiding and protecting me always. I could never stop feeling your presence. Your peaceful whispers announce the abundance of the divine and surround me in all ways, always. Your gentle touch, the light breeze from nowhere, brings the deepest knowing that I'm adored for being me and supported by your love and guidance in all ways, always. In childhood, I was told a story which began, every angel's highest joy is being a human's biggest fan. And for that blessing, thank you. Dear angels, forgive me, please. I sometimes forget that I must ask for your help or you simply can't help. Free will and all. It's your highest joy to soothe me, uplift me, and protect me, and also kick me into action. But first, I need to ask in all ways, always. You're never more than just a thought away, and of course, no request is beyond your power. When I remember to ask and to also say in advance, thank you. So that was a cute little prayer that I thought that, you know, was really nice to start the show off with tonight, Eileen.
Well, thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I would like to start everybody off real quick with something real short. Let's all take three deep breaths, and I want you to connect to your heart space. We're going to move forward tonight with taking callers. We've got quite a few, and we love to take as many as we can. So I'm going to have everybody connect all at once so that it's a little easier for DC and I to read your energy as it comes through. And so take a deep breath. On the count of four, breathe in. And the count of four, breathe out. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, and breathe out. Two, three, four. Now let this just flow in and out. Do it again. One, two, four, and out. Two, three, four. One last time. Breathe in. Two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four. Now, I hope while you did that, you all thought about your heart space, maybe even touch that center of your heart between your breath there, just to connect with yourself and connect with your spirit and allow your script to be open and allow us to receive those messages and be able to deliver them to you as best as we can. So with that said, DC, I'd like to go ahead and bring on our first caller.
Beautiful.
212 area code. This is Eileen. You're here with Angel Antic. Who am I speaking to?
Yes. Hello. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn. And
hi, Bryn.
Hi, how you doing? So my question is, I've been feeling, I don't know, at times kind of morose and like I'm releasing some emotions, and I've been struggling with my artwork. I've been trying to get my spirit art work going because I feel that would be a good venue for me amongst the other things I do, but I can't seem to connect. It's a channel type of work, and I haven't been able to really clinch it yet, how I do my artwork, and I just want to know where I'm going, you know, what's going on here.
All right. Now let's see what we've got. So, DC?
Yes. Hi, Bryn. This is DC. Thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure to connect.
Hi there.
Well, the first thing that I'm getting from you is my dog, Ginger, she's in spirit, and she comes in for readings, and she's saying there's nothing to worry about. And she's just showing me all of these dollars, and they're all, well, they're dollars, she's saying, but they're all denominations of bills, and they're floating in all around you, Bryn. And she's saying this is like a major financial money message. She's saying, so, you know, stop worrying. And she's saying, you know what? Your spiritual work, you're even going to be famous with that, okay? You're going to get the recognition that you truly deserve. There's going to be prosperity all around you, and it's going to be amazing, okay? It's almost like that you know, it's almost like you went into a casino and you know, you put a couple of those coins in, and you pull the lever and you hit the jackpot, okay?
Right. What's the timeline for this, though?
Well, they're not showing me. She's not showing me, but she's saying everything that you're desiring is, you know, it's starting to come, like, all around you. Let go of those emotions, or you're going to sort of, like, you know, you're gonna sort of, like, block it and make it come in a little bit later. And she's also saying, hon, that you're a little bit sensitive presently, you know, maybe to the energy of others around you, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. So she's also saying, you know what, have you ever thought about being a healer? She's saying you're very compassionate, you're empathetic, and you're such a nice soul. She really likes your energy.
I do foot reflexology and some Reiki. I want to do more energy work on people. I've been doing reflexology for 25 years, and
very
I want to expand, you know.
Okay, well, let go of the anxiety. She's saying let go of the anxiety. There's nothing to worry about, okay? And just get ready for all the good that's coming your way. And she wants you to affirm that I am creating my life's, you know, most amazing experience, because you truly are, Bryn. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and I thank you again for calling.
Thank you. Hello?
All right, Bryn. What I have for you is, I'm trying to find one other thing here.
Sure.
That wasn't it. I won't worry about that then. What I have is that right now you really need some balance going on in your life. Things have been kind of out of whack for you, and it's like you kind of need to wait for a little more of a perfect timing, a perfect harmony within your timing, that things are kind of out of sorts, out of place, you know, that the timing just hasn't been right for you. And so what I'm hearing with that is that you actually have to ignite your more of your masculine side. You know, I know everybody's always telling everybody, oh, you know, reach that feminine side. You need to da-da-da. Well, for you, what it's saying is that you need to tap into that side of you that is the authoritarian. The side of the masculine side is actually kind of using more logic and strength and, you know, that wisdom and power and, you know, standing the ground, using the teaching tools, but, you know, really developing and igniting the passion of those aspects, the strength that you have to move forward. When you do that, that's actually going to give you some of the problem-solving skills that you're looking for. Because what I hear right now is that, you know, you are looking for kind of a new direction or a new path in doing the same similar thing that you've been doing. But, you know, you want to stretch out and you want to create some new and brilliant ideas for new outcomes for yourself. And so what I'm saying by this is by tapping into that masculine side and really seeing the strength of your own power, that should help give you better direction of which way you want to go. And what
so
you
how
want
do I do?
Do
how
strength.
Do I do that? How do I tap into that? Like, what do I need to do to do that? Like, how do you tap in? What is it? It's just an affirmation,
meditation.
Or?
Meditation. Now, one of the things that I found recently that I do is basically I've recently for the last year or so really been on a shaman's journey, and in that shaman's journey, some of it is like Native American work.
Right.
And so, what I suggest for you is to find a drum, like on YouTube, a drum meditation where it's drumming, and set it for, you're actually looking for 144 beats per minute, and what you do is you reach a theta level. Your dream state in theta level is where you do your dreaming. One of the things that we are told is in our lives, one of the things that we're told when we are growing up is that, your imagination, that's just pretend. That's just where you pretend to live. But that's a lie. Your imagination is everything. If you can imagine it, you can be it. Anything that you can imagine, you can become. Anything you desire that walks into your imagination that you feel great passion for is what you should work towards. And don't ever tell Disney that imagination wasn't important, because he based his entire career and an industry on imagination alone, just on imagination. So what this does is by going into that theta state and just, you know, a 12-minute meditation is plenty long enough to receive your messages. And what you do is you set the meditation, and before you sit down to meditate, you ask yourself leading questions like, show me what it is that will give me my greatest passion. Show me the steps I need to take towards my greatest passion. But I'd start simpler by just asking them to show you what it is. From there, once you, and then journal. When that 12-minute beat is up, then sit down and journal exactly what it is that you are given. And then from that, set your next intention of the next thing you want to journey on. Now, really, some of the best ways to do this is to take an afternoon and do these journeys back to back to back. Do three or four of them. Take a break after maybe two. Get a nibble to eat, you know, a handful of nuts, something grounding, a little protein, eat highly grounding food afterwards, root vegetables, and if you're a meat eater, animals that walk on the ground, you know, just very grounding.
Yeah.
And walk through those meditations yourself. Like I said, 12 minutes at 154 beats per minute. And you'd be really surprised at what answers you are given from the universe. Because really you are tapping into the universal energy at that theta. And your guides come in, your guardians come in. If you first want to ask for a totem to come in and walk with you, whether it be a guide, like a human-type looking guide, a healing guide, a animal spirit, an animal guide.
Right.
I usually my first meditation is to ask for a guide to go with me on the journeys for protection. And so it's always good to take protection, either animals or mentors with you. I have several mentors that go with me. I have one named Maronica that is my my Reiki master guide, and Abraham, as well as usually large cats, whether it be Black Panthers or lions. You know, I just have different totems that come in for me.
Right.
So whatever
right.
it is, ask for your totems first. Do a 12-minute meditation on your totems, and then invite your totem to go with you on the other journeys. Come back and tell me how that works for you.
All right?
Thank you so much for the details. That's what I have is by doing those things, it really ignite your passion and bring you forth to where you want to be. We've got a lot of other colors, so I hope that helped you.
Thank you.
Bryn, I really hope to speak with you again. Good luck and angel blessings.
Thank you. Thanks to both of you. Thank you.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Thanks for
calling in.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is from the 914 area code. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, lovely ladies. It's Kat. How are you?
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi.
I haven't talked to you in a while. How are things?
Yeah. Good, good, thank God. How are all of you?
Doing awesome,
hon. Just doing really well. Do you have a question for us tonight, Kat?
I guess with work, I'm speaking currently with two women and a male. I don't know if you see any or all or both clicking off, like clicking it, you know, that we'll work together.
Uh-huh. All right, well, let's see what we've got. You see?
Okay, hi, Kat. The first woman, I was getting like a probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The second woman, I was getting a yes. Did the first one have a little bit darker hair?
The second.
Okay, because I see like a blonde-haired one, and I see like a darker-haired one. The one looks like lighter hair.
Yeah, her initial is M, A.
Okay, because the blonde is the one I picked up on that would I was getting a yes with. Okay, and the other one I was getting a maybe.
Okay.
And I'm getting, like with this one, you know, she's just really lighthearted and she works from the heart, you know. So that's what I was being shown for the two women.
Oh, fantastic.
And for the gentleman, I'm getting a maybe as well, okay?
Okay.
So you're asked, you're the one asked to really, you know, make sure that you're the one that's leading this project, you know, and you've got this amazing energy for success, Kat, okay?
Thank you.
You're the one that you want to just, you know, focus on your energy. I'm getting there's a lot of new opportunities coming your way. You've got to, you know, you've got to tap into this amazing energy, okay? And Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, don't wait for anybody else to make a move. You've got to be the one. Take the lead. Now is your time. You've got energy. You've got possibilities. And she's saying, you can't waste this, you know, this is such a creative time for you. And she's saying, but you've got to be able to step out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And we have Greta Garbo coming in, and she's saying life would be so wonderful if we knew what to do with it.
Yeah.
So Greta is coming in. And as well, we have Ginger coming back, and she's giving you, I don't know if she's saying, I don't know if she likes essential oils, but she's giving you, like, the name of one. It's called, like, sort of like an uplifting blend, and it's really going to help you to get, you know, in
with
touch with that, the party animal within Kat, okay?
Okay.
So she wants you to have a little bit more fun, and when you do, you're going to be opening your eyes to all the possibilities that are around you, okay? Because she's saying, you know, she's invited somewhere, but she really, you know, she's sort of, like, iffy about going, you know? She's saying, well, oh, my gosh, I don't know anyone. You know, and then you're sort of thinking, oh, my gosh, like, what am I doing here? But when you put on that essential oil, it's really going to help you to see that, wow, like, this is amazing. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have some fun, and it's just going to be, like, so cool. So she's saying it's sort of going to bring out that little bit of a wild side in Kat. So, get that oil, try it out, she's saying, okay? And the other thing that I'm getting is, what are they showing me, the angels? Okay. So the other thing I'm getting is make sure that you, you know, try to do something new. Like, I don't know, like, I'm getting, like, you're sort of doing same old, and you really got to get out there and try something new. And Ginger's saying try a new activity, you know, hang out with new people, but try something new, okay?
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you? I'm getting the word heal. You're healing, you know? And there's beautiful, peaceful, healing energy all around you, okay? And this isn't just, you know, it's not just physical healing. This is like healing you on a level where you're going to be able to realize your dreams, you know, you're realizing your hopes, you know, and you're in a different place is what I'm getting, Kat, okay? You're feeling like a weight is lifted from your shoulders. Okay, so this is a time to receive. Open your arms and receive all the blessings that others have to offer you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of insight. They have a lot. They have a lot of guidance. Okay, and just be receptive to the divine inspiration that is within you. Okay?
Okay.
So this is a time of great healing. You know, it's about healing yourself, healing maybe relationships. And to really be at peace, okay? This is an amazing time. So that's what I have, like I said, for you, and you have Greta Garbo with you. So she's going to remain with you, she's saying, okay?
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to me. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Kat, what I have for you is I just referenced the hair color that DC was utilizing, and I asked about the blonde woman, and it said yes, that she was she is going to stay on and stick around working with you. The dark haired woman, I got a no, that she is not going to stick around and stay working with you. But the man is. I got a definite yes on the gentleman sticking around and working with you. So I got two yeses and a no. What I do have to tell you, though, is right now you do need to make sure that you've got, you know, your own personal balance going on, that with the open heart that you live from and that open mind that you have for people around you, just remember that you give everything to others, and it is trustworthy and heartfelt. Just watch who you give that to. You know, give it to people that deserve it is what I'm hearing. Maybe do some charity work, some of that kindness that you have in your heart. You know, maybe you don't really have to open it up and hand it to everyone. Sometimes it is okay to be slightly guarded. That there is some people in your life that you actually just need to let go of and move on and, you know, just be real heartfelt about it, but just it's time for you to move on from certain people in your life.
Wow.
there's been some events though, and they've really taken your immediate attention because time really is of the essence in getting those taken care of. But I definitely see that once you work through them, you will be triumphantly successful coming out the other side. So do know that it is time to work through, you know, and maybe purge a few people that maybe aren't in the same integrity that you are. And, you know, it's okay to go ahead and move on, and but take care of it. It's really immediate attention needed towards it. But it'll be a success coming out the other side. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you both.
And
of
Kat,
you.
I
thank
just
you.
Have to, you know what, I've got to give you a little warning because Ginger is just saying, watch the gentleman. What she's showing me is he's sort of like a snake charmer. He can be charming. He can be deceptive in the same way. You might find that he's intense. He's charming. There's an air of mystery about him. I'm getting like the word snake charmer, okay?
Wow.
Sorry.
So come in and do what he wants to do, you're going to, you know, you have a chance to lose like something that you don't want to lose, honey, okay?
Wow.
So be careful.
Okay.
God bless, it's honey. Thank you for calling in.
Just so I make sure it's the K person, right? The gentleman with the K?
Yes, I got a big yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you both.
You're
so
welcome.
Very much. Thank you. God
Light
bless
and love.
You. Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Thank
chat.
You.
Nice chat with you. Bye.
Same here. Blessings and congratulations on your grandchild, too, coming in.
Oh,
yes,
thank you. She'll be here any day. All right. Our next caller is from the 219 area code. 219,
hello?
Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking with Liz.
Say it again.
Liz, L-I-Z.
Oh, Liz. Okay. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm trying to find out if, what direction should I be going in because I haven't worked in a while as I was a caregiver until my mom passed, and now I find I'm trying to figure out where would I be good at? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I see. Were you only a caregiver for your mom, or did you actually do it for a living?
No, I was a caregiver for my mom.
I see. All right. Okay. Did you get training for it? Are you like a CNA, or did you just work out of your home?
No, I lived with her until she passed.
I see. All right. Well, let's see what they have.
Okay, Liz, this is DC. I'm getting that you're ready to start something different and really have confidence in yourself, okay? I'm getting that it's going to turn out well for you, but you've really got to believe in yourself and know that you can handle, you know, you can handle quite a bit. So,
yes.
So that, you know, the situation you found yourself in really, you know, there was a lot to that. And I'm getting the angels are so, like, they're showing me that you really would make a good leader. You've got a lot of nice qualities is what they're showing me. You're optimistic. You're enthusiastic. And you really got, like, you know, kind of a dynamic personality. So you have got to think, like, what would make you happy? You've got to be confident when looking for a new position. But you've got to think about what it is that, you know, what is it that you love to do? And you've got to give yourself permission to go after it, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting, like you said, you took care of your mom and everything, but now you're free to choose what you want to do. Okay?
Okay.
So it's up to you. I could give you suggestions, but it's really up to you that you've got to think about this. You're free to do what you want. This is your life, you know, and you've got to think about what it is, you know, that really, like, you know, like interests you. Okay?
Okay.
But I do see something coming, and you've got to focus on, you know, what it is that you want. Okay, it's a beautiful new beginning, and I'm also seeing not only, you know, are you, you know, changing, you know, like what you were doing, you're not taking care of anyone right now, but you're actually growing spiritually as well.
Yes.
Have you thought about maybe like an at-home business, like something entrepreneurial maybe?
Yes, I have thought of that.
Okay, because that's what I was getting, hon. And I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. But you've got to believe in yourself. You've got the ability to really, really, you know, to succeed at what you're doing, okay? You need a little bit more patience. And just, like I said, think about, like, what it is. But I did get entrepreneurial. All righty, hon.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Eileen?
All right. Well, what I have for you is that things are really in accelerated motion for you right now. So it is really time to give a swift movement towards any of your hopes or passions, dreams, or all of the above. All of your delays are at an end, so there is nothing holding you back. Conditions are really perfect for you to rapidly move ahead in any direction. That your goal, you want to set your goals in or your desires. And it's a very lucky time for you, too. So just know that when those doors are open, that if you don't move through them, they only stay open for a short time. They do close. So, you know, be a witness and manifest the things that you really desire. Any of the things that you imagined while you were sitting there taking care of your mother, it is now time to take hold of those dreams and move forward with them. Now, I don't know if you were listening. Well, I do know. You were on hold for quite a while, so you did hear what we told Bryn, what I told him about doing those meditations. You can do the same type of meditations. And like I said, before you start a 14-minute tape, you set the intention. And then let the answers come to you during those beats. It brings you to a state where the monkey mind kind of shuts down and the intuition and true desire of what you want is allowed to come forward. And so I highly recommend doing something like that for yourself. You know, as DC said, you know, those answers actually, we you know, have to come from you. If we were to tell you anything, those would be our desires. And you might not end up being happy if you utilize our desires, you know, because those aren't your intentions that you set. But just know that right now it is really time to work towards really establishing that solid foundation here in the material world. You know, using your judgment, paying attention to your lessons, which I know if you've been a caregiver for any length of time, you walked away with some huge lessons, lifelong lessons. And that has given you some firm groundwork to really, really set yourself up. It's like a building and a foundation. Your foundation is so solid now that you can basically put any building on that and it's going to stand up and hold strong. Because you are strong. You have that strength in you. You are power right now. And as I said before, you know, life is in accelerated motion for you right now. So it really is time. Good news is definitely on its way. Whatever it is that you want to set your mind to really will be successful. Anything, but make sure that you bring things to completion. Because you can't have a victory and success if it's not complete. So make sure that you work through any difficulties and come out the other side. There's so many people right now that are so proud of you. Show them how you triumphantly came through working with your mom and how much you're going to do now, because your hard work and devotion has brought you this far. And if you ever need a helping hand, I'll bet you any one of those people that admire you now and respect you now for all that you did might be able to help open a few doors and give you a hand up. And that's the message I have to give you. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and let us know how things come out, all right?
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right, Liz. All right, you take care, Liz, and I'm sorry for your losing your mom. You have angel blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, our next caller, I believe, is a Skype caller. Hi.
Hello.
This is Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking with Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah. Okay, so I want to do a move to New Jersey. I know it's not going to happen this year, but do you see that possibly could happen for me sometime in 2019?
All right. Well, let's see. I'll ask a yes and no question, and I'll let DC do her magic first.
Hi, Terry. It's DC. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm doing good. You know what I'm getting? You had a lot of indecision for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see like the indecision was like sort of like a cloudiness over you, but now it is lifting, okay?
Yes.
So I'm just getting, you know, like, just make sure, like, you don't make any snap decisions is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay, don't take the
and
first.
I just,
okay.
Yeah, and spirit is sort of like guiding you in direct, okay?
Okay, awesome.
So just, you've got to open up to all the good that the universe wants to bestow upon you.
Yes.
And you've really got to, you know, put your intentions out to the universe, okay?
Yes.
When you move forward, you want to move forward with purpose. You want to move forward with power. And you really want to go after what it is you're wanting. You're no longer afraid. I see you moving forward with courage, okay?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
So you decide fear is going to go along with you. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just see you like you're letting go because you did have like a little karma that was holding you back. And
you sort of
fooled karma in one way or another. You know, you said, you know what, I'm going to do things this way. And that's, you know, it's sort of what changed the game here.
So you're doing
an amazing job. Very, very, you know, proud of yourself. The patterns that were there in the past, they're healing, and you are moving forward, okay? So you sort of, you know, you've gotten the lesson, and it's not going to repeat itself. And you've got to, you know, you've got to live in the present now. Don't look back.
Okay.
And I'm getting a yes for the question, okay? And
awesome.
It's sort
okay.
of like, I just feel like, you know, you're sitting there and you're going, ah, oh my gosh, what a relief, you know? So just know that beautiful, amazing intention out there, an attitude of gratitude, and you are going to be like this massive magnet, and you're going to pull in what you want, hon, okay?
Awesome, I love it. Thank you so much.
Yes, just keep, you know, keep doing whatever it is you're doing. You like I said, you've got the power, and it's sort of, I'm seeing, like, you have these three balls, and you're just amazing. These balls are still going up in the air. No matter what you do, they're still there. So you're sort of like the magician, you know, right now, and this is an amazing time for you, okay? You know, grab that magic and, you know, turn it into something that you're really looking for, okay?
First 3 months.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Your power, sweetheart. Claim your power. And,
okay.
you know, once you get that power, you know, have that power directed towards your destiny, okay? And your reality
okay.
is going to be amazing. God bless.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. Carrie, what I have for you is, no, you will not be moving to New Jersey before the end of 2018. But, yes, I do see that move happening for you at the beginning of next year, probably within the first 3 months or so. I also see that at this time, it's a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy is moving forward for you right now. The winds of change are really blowing for you, and so it's time to take that energy and move forward with it. If you don't, you know, the winds will stop blowing. And so while they're blowing, do your due diligence. Do each day, if you really want to move to New Jersey, each day take several steps towards doing it, whether it is cleaning out closets and boxing your things up, whether it is looking for a job in New Jersey, whether it is, you know, closing things out wherever you're living now so you can prepare yourself to move. By doing those things, you are telling the universe that you're moving. And once you set your mind to it and you set your heart to it and you set your intentions to it, the universe goes, okay, let's help her line it up. And then they start doing the, you know, energy starts flowing your way and it starts happening that way. So what I have to tell you is start lining it up and allow it all to happen. I do see it happening towards the beginning of next year. I hope that helps. Are you there? Carrie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I see. Oh.
I'm still here.
Did you hear what I told you?
Yes, I did. I heard you.
All
yes.
Right.
Okay, I love
well,
it. That's, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's the message we have for you. I hope that helps, and we look forward to hearing about your move this next year, all right?
Okay, so awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Have a good night. All right. Our next caller is from the 860. 860, welcome to Angel Antics. And who am
Hi.
I speaking to?
Thank you so much. This
Hi.
Is Lisa. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us?
What do my angels want me to know most of all?
Oh,
do?
Fantastic. All right. DC, what do you got?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. It's DC, hon. Thank you for calling us. Okay. Honey, the first thing that I'm getting is you need a little bit more balance in your life. I'm being shown, like, sort of like one side of you, like, is, like, down. The other side's way up. So you're a little lopsided. So I don't know if there's something emotional going on with you. Maybe you need to take care of yourself a little bit better. I'm hearing the word relax. And I'm just getting, you know, whatever's going on, there's a little bit more going on than you think, okay?
Okay.
And also getting that you've got to take a little time now. You've got to meditate a little, you know, spending a little time alone and just listening in the silence is where you're going to get the answers that you're looking for, okay? There's a little bit of delays that are going to happen around you. So you've got to use that time, you know, use that time. Don't waste that time because it's really important. And you're going to get, you know, what you're needing, okay? I'm also getting, are you like a little bit more so left-brained?
What does that mean?
Are you a little bit more analytical?
I don't know.
Because I'm getting like analytical. And I'm just getting like you're very intelligent. And you've got to watch because you might be a little bit of there might be a little bit of impulsiveness there too, okay? I do see a challenge coming your way. I don't know if there's anything legal going on, but you've just got to wait for the divine right timing, okay? So take your time with this. There's no need to rush is what I'm getting. There's a need for a little bit more, you know, balance in your life. Are you in a relationship with someone?
Yeah, I'm married. Let me offer this. I haven't seen my son in 5 years, and we thought he'd come back in September and nothing, and he was supposed to get divorced, and she's still living there. Does that help with what you're seeing? I don't have
Okay, well, I'm just getting like it's really out of balance, and you have the angels gathering around, and they're going to help you with this. So just send, like, light and love to the situation. Okay, and I'm getting the word difficulties, but they're going to be resolved, okay? So there's going to be, you know, everything's going to resolve. You're going to see that you're going to be happy. There's going to be like that closeness with family members again. Okay? So just you know, keep that positive attitude. Okay? And watch your health, because I'm getting that your health is a little bit off because of everything that's going on around you. Okay? You've got to use some kind of stress techniques to really stay a little bit more calm and relaxed, hon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Eileen?
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here. What I've got, I'm looking up one more thing. What I've got for you is that things, I agree when DC said it too, that things are actually really looking up. And what I'm getting is that you're actually coming to the end of a really difficult situation. And events are going to be happening very, very quickly. Time is going to be very important. It's going to be of the essence. But think things through thoroughly. It's going to be very important. There's going to be a lot of changes, challenges, and some losses. Usually these are related to, you know, I'm hearing more material type things, financial concerns, you know, things like that, you know, not people, but losing things, monetary items or financial concerns. Just know that things are going to take some thorough and careful viewing, you know, assessing things out, making sure that you have all the knowledge that you need to know so that that you aren't affected. I also see that there could be some physical changes going on with you. So, again, find yourself a very resourceful, spiritual out. Whether your spiritual out is to go to church, whether it's to sing lullabies to yourself, you know, mass hymns, whether it's to go for a walk in nature, whether it's to do yoga, meditation, whatever it is, you need that connection right now. You need to have that in place in your life so that if you need to go take a break, that you have that place to go to, that safe place where you can just release any energy that isn't serving you. As DC said, if you don't release that, it'll start affecting your body physically. And so that's what I'm trying to tell you to help you avoid that. Find yourself a spiritual resource of some sort that you can utilize, that powerful forces within yourself that you can maybe, you know, put energy into it, set your intention, and get answers back. Because that's what's going to help you mentally through that healthy situation. But everything changes for a reason. And just know that this time is not meant for a punishment. Know that the current condition will transform into a better situation. A positive question to really ask yourself through all this is, what did I learn from this? How can I avoid this in the future? But remember that all lessons come to you for a reason. And if we don't work through it and look for the understanding of that lesson, the lessons will come back to us in another way. So when we have these hard times, we really are best to analyze it and look for our lessons in it. Because if we don't, our lessons will just keep coming back to us. But just know that you need to keep yourself in balance through all of this, and because there's going to be times that you're going to have to be the authority and you're going to have to take a little bit of authority. But do it in your loving and kind way. It doesn't mean to be a tough guy. It just means to be the strength for others. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
I thought I was coming out of the dark night of the soul, not going back into it. I've just had 10 years of hell. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank
you. Well, but have you analyzed and taken all your lessons with that. Maybe there's still some lessons that you've been through that maybe hasn't come to mind yet. And so not that I mean, I never said you were going to go through a dark night of hell. Those are your words.
No, I've been through that.
And if that's how you view things, if that's how you view things, we get what we receive. We get what we view.
Anything like that, I thought that goodness was coming. That's what I've been asking for. So, oh, well, thank you.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't. What I said was that there was going to be some things that are going to take your immediate attention. There's maybe, yes, maybe good things are coming, but maybe there's a couple more steps before you get there. And by being that strength and authority, maybe that will allow those things to shine through.
Okay.
Also, our perspective on things makes a big difference on what they are or what they are not.
Okay.
Perspective changes that.
Okay.
So align your perspective with what you want. See everything through that vision of the perspective that you want and see the fantastic things that are coming through. And that's a great place to start and see what arises from there. All right?
Okay, thank you so very much.
Good luck, Lisa. I know times have been hard, but I do see balance coming for you. So just know that you know, your passions are going to be ignited and balance is coming, but you may still have to sometimes be that authority in your own life and carry yourself with strength. All right?
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Angel blessings.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 340 area code. 340, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
This is Donna. Hi. Hello. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Do you have a question for us
Hello,
tonight?
Hello, ladies. I just wanted to get a message from you, whatever you have.
All right. Fantastic.
Hi, Donna. It's DC. Really fast.
Hi, DC.
I'm getting sort of like you feel like you need to like get rid of like, you know, like get rid of something, maybe the old or something, but I'm getting like you've got to have a little bit more patience. You've got to, you know, sit back. You've got to relax. Desperation doesn't serve you, okay? And don't try to force anything is what the angels are showing you, because when you force things, you may not get what you want and you may actually be blocking, you know, all the good that's coming your way. You've got to be a little bit more flexible is what the angels are showing me, okay? Is there something going on with a family member as well?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting, and I'm getting with that one, honey. Trust your instincts, okay? And I'm going to turn you over really fast to Eileen because we're down to the last couple minutes. So just try to quiet your mind and, you know, and let yourself receive. The angels are going to come in. They're going to help you with that.
Okay.
And I have Archangel Shamuel coming in as well and helping you to really, you know, move towards what you're desiring, okay? What your soul is crying out for, okay? And this is a beautiful angel of power, and you need this power right now, and he's going to be there with you, okay? So just hang in there, hon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Eileen, you're welcome, hon.
All right. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
I have for you is I see actually it looks like there's going to be some sort of social invitation coming through for you. It's going to actually kind of be an up and down, make your emotions kind of go up and down. You know, so for example, if it was a wedding, you're going to be, well, I don't know if he should marry her or vice versa. You know, you're going to question things. But just know that you need to balance your own emotions around these things. If somebody else has made the decisions to have a party or do something like that, just put your best dress on and show up and be ready to celebrate whatever it is that those people want to celebrate. But what I have to tell you about you is right now it is time you are coming into your own, especially if it has to do with financial matters or business. I don't know if you have some type of contract or partnership coming forward soon, but it really is a good time for you to go ahead and move forward with that. Like I said, it's your time to come into your own when it comes to business and financial matters. You've been wanting to do something more challenging. It could even be a new area of study. But what I'm hearing is you absolutely should move towards that direction. It's time for you to make some changes, bring some new partnerships, new friendships into your life. Really come into your own right now. It's time for you to step forward and do that. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope
Thank
that resonates
you.
With
I needed
you.
To hear that. I really did. Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
I really
You're
needed
welcome.
To hear that. Thank
you,
you
have
ladies.
A good night.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Thanks, Donna. Talk to you soon, Donna.
Thank you.
All right. Well, can we take one more real quickie?
Oh, definitely, Eileen. I think we can handle another
one. Oh, fantastic, fantastic. 9-2. Whoops, it didn't click. 929, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, good evening, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Soraya.
Hi, Soraya. Do you have a question for us real quick? We've only got a couple minutes.
I don't have a question. I just would like Spirit to guide this.
Okay.
All right.
Soraya, this is DC. And I'm getting, beautiful new beginnings are coming your way, possibilities. There's going to be miracles. And, trust where the universe is leading you. This is your time, okay? Embrace this time that, that you find yourself in. It's going to be filled with love, adventure, joy. And you're really going to, you're going to be surrounded by possibilities. It's an amazing time. So please, really utilize this time in your life. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, honey. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. And, Soraya, what I have for you is right now it's time for you to really speak your mind with confidence. If you're a little unsure of what your information is, seek professional advice. Make sure that you have all your ducks in a row. And just know that that it really is time to speak your mind. But make sure you do it with real knowledge and not just, your mind, your ego telling you this or that. Make sure that you've got real knowledge before you speak out. There is some complex decisions coming up, and you need to do your research. You have been procrastinating. You've got to stop. You really have to get out and do your research. The reason is events are going to happen with lightning speed. And if you haven't done your research and had time to carefully view your options, you may be pushed into making a decision quicker than you'd like to. It's going to tire you out to try to do that. You're going to want to be idealistic, but you haven't done your research. So that's what I'm telling you. You need to get that taken care of and get that done. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonated with you.
Yes, it did. Thank you. I'm going to complete my taxes right now.
All right. You got it. Thanks for calling. Have a good night.
Thank you, lady. You too.
Uh-huh. All right. I have 30 seconds, and I've got one caller left. Let's do it. We can always go over time. It just won't be recorded. Hi, 613. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking to?
It's Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hey, Jody.
We only got a moment left. Do you got
hi.
A question
okay.
for us?
Okay. My question is, what should I be doing at this time?
All
In respect
right.
to...
Well, let's see.
Okay, in what area of your life, though, Jordy? Like, what are you, you know, what are you focusing on? Okay.
More for career.
Okay, well, I'm getting Ginger saying, girlfriend, she's saying you've sort of been in a rut for a while. You need to get out of the house and you need to just enjoy nature a little bit.
Okay.
Well, that's the first thing I'm seeing. Get out of the house and, you know, and just enjoy what's going on around you. I'm getting, you know, be a little bit more receptive. There's going to be opportunities coming your way.
Okay.
You are going to have the prosperity you're looking for.
Okay.
And just know that you deserve the very best. But I'm really getting, like, you, I don't know, even taking, like, maybe like a weekend vacation, a vacation, you know, just a, like a small vacation. You really need to get out and away. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And visualize yourself going up an escalator, and as you're going up, you're making more money, okay?
Oh, okay.
Jody, I'm also getting, have you thought about doing something from home? Because you really have the ability to make a lot of money.
Yeah, but, and I just don't know what.
Okay, well, that's up to you. You've got to see where your, you know, where your where your joy is. You know, what
mm-hmm.
makes you happy? And your joy,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to find out, like, where you're, you know, where you're headed, okay? But we can't give you that, you know, that kind of answer. And my dog Ginger's saying, girlfriend, I'm not going to tell you anything like that because this is your life. These are your lessons, but you're a money magnet, okay? So she's saying sales, marketing, you know, something that you would do like entrepreneurial. Those are just like a couple things to think about, okay? But you've got the qualities it takes to work by yourself from home. You've got leadership qualities, and you have, you know, the ability to have success all around you. You're confident. You're energetic. You're very, you know, dynamic, very intelligent. She's saying go for it, honey, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Eileen?
All right. What I have is that you've been actually missing some opportunities. You're discontent. And you're bored, but you haven't really opened your eyes to the possibilities that are out there. So that's what I'm hearing. The first thing you need to do is that you're missing opportunities and you need to open your eyes and see them all around you because they are. There's even a few events happening behind the scenes. One of those has to do with your psychic insights. You are psychic, and you do have insights, but you haven't really been paying attention to them. Some sort of fear of that is holding you back. So one of the things I'd like to see you do is journal about it. When you have a rising idea that sounds fantastic, and then all of a sudden your ego goes, yeah, but, start writing those buts down, why you can't do them. And then look at that list and ask, is it really valid or is that just my ego making excuses? Can I really work through these problems? Because for the most part, I think you're pretty strong and I believe you really, really can. But sometimes you know how it is. You get too many thoughts going on at once or too many things going on at once. And it's hard to sort them out. And that's why I said to write them down.
Okay.
And then take the and play a game of some sort with it. I off the top of my head, I could usually come up with one, but I can't right now. But play a game with it, even if it's like all the ideas of what you might like to be, put them all the names in a hat, pick one out and try it. Because I really do believe a playful approach to making a decision of what you want to do is going to be your best bet. It's gonna let go of those fears that have been holding you back around it. But I do see Archangel Haniel with you and basically, you know, lighting up whatever it is that you need right now. It's a good time for you. Those external fears and worries, Archangel Haniel can help you release those. Ask for your inner self to come out and source out your anxiety and then trust the guidance that you get because you yourself knows you better than anyone else. Embrace this time and know that the self-awareness that you're going to utilize will help you overcome all the blocks that are stopping you from moving forward into what you really want to do and what you want to desire. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you so much to both of you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You
God
have
bless.
A good night.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, DC, I think we got through just about
awesome.
Everybody. In tonight.
That was
we did
really
good.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
we rushed
awesome.
Through about 9 people. Yeah, in an hour. That's
wow.
fast. At least we gave everybody a little something. If anybody wants more, of course, you can always reach out to DC or myself. We'd be happy to give you a full reading. Just connect with us. We'll let you know how to get that taken care of. And find us both on Facebook. DC, just want to say good night. I love you. Hopefully the next time I talk to you, I'm a grandma. If I'm not,
well, you know
then,
what? I
almost
went to Vegas. Eileen, when you just said my name, you brought me back. I almost went to Vegas with your mom. She was saying one more time. Before the sweet child. Before the sweet child. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That would be my mom. Yeah, I have a feeling a little bit of her is coming in with Healy. So,
yes, oh, my God. She's with us right
yeah,
now. Your mom is with us, so maybe it'll be soon. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been feeling my mom a lot, and that's why I think she's really, a little bit of her is coming in with Healy somehow.
Yeah,
so
oh my goodness,
wait.
Yes. She's excited and stuff, and I think she wants to take us on one more trip to Vegas before the baby arrives.
Oh, that would sound like her. I'm going to go tonight. I better go to bed early, so I get my
yeah,
body.
Well, I have showers on you, so I'm going to just jump right into bed in like 2 minutes. Oh, my goodness. But thank you so much, Eileen. What
all
an amazing
right
time.
I'll
and we're going to await that
machine.
Wonderful
what
news that your beautiful granddaughter is here, hon.
Aw, thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much. That means a lot
I'm
to
seeing,
me.
Like,
I know.
Pink roses,
I mean,
like, all over the place. Yeah, there's pink roses,
the
Eileen. There's just like pink roses all over. I'm getting like there's pink roses around. I don't know if your mom liked roses, but there's like pink roses. Yeah.
She was actually my mother's saint was Mother Mary.
Wow. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That was who she prayed to. That was her. You know, her patron. Her patron saint was Mother Mary. So,
wow, that's awesome.
That makes sense. There's moms around, so are the roses.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Well,
many blessings
yeah.
to you and your beautiful family, Eileen, and we look forward to hearing that wonderful news.
Ah, thank you so much, and angel blessings to you, and thank you all of our listeners for coming and being with us tonight. Thank you for allowing DC and myself to share our energy that we've been gifted to share with you, allowing us to use our gift that we were given to bring messages to you from your guides and guardians and angels. Thank you so much. Angel blessings to all of you. I love you.
Angel,
good night, DC. I love you.
Love you too. Love you too, Eileen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.